children. If you survive, don't do as we did. The son exclaims there'll be nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While Farrah prefers a screwing rotten light, morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace run.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Off the Beaten Path, broadcasting live down here in Central Florida, in Studio E. Got a great show lined up for you today. Actually, we are going to go into the vaccine issue a little later here. I promised some people a while back. I've got some emails directed toward me at my email site, which is called silenceisimpliedconsent@gmail.com. Which is kind of the theme of the motto of my show here on RBN. Silence is implied consent. And I want to take off with that in a little bit here. Like I said, we're going to talk about pretty much most of the show today is about the fraud vaccine and mainly the flu vaccine, because we are in that season right now where the pressure is on now to comply with these mandatory vaccines. And I am very much in this game. I have skin in this game, whether my employment per se or I have grandchildren and a family. And to me, I think everybody actually has skin in this game of mandatory vaccines. You either have a right to decide for yourself or you are owned. Ownership is in the hands of the government. And you'll do what they say. And so I have a problem with that, a big, big problem with that. So we're going to talk about that a little later. But I did find out something last couple of days that I have a very low tolerance for ignorance. And found myself reading the morning paper a couple of days ago and having a cup of coffee, my normal routine, reading the normal paper here, the Orlando Sentinel, and found an article here by a columnist by the name of Lauren Ritchie, female, and she's a Sentinel columnist. And the article was entitled, "Senator Baxley Shouldn't Defend the Confederacy." Well, it turns out Senator Baxley is a representative of Ocala, and he has some family that are descendants of soldiers in the Confederacy. And she basically, in this whole article, was talking about how she was okay with tearing down her history, tearing down the statues. And we see a lot of that right now going on here, down here in the South. And basically, I'm driving along. I thought I just got it out of my system after I read the article in the House, and I started, you know, becoming a little loud, I guess, my wife looking over at me. And she probably thought the conversation was over, because I just can't stand ignorance. People who don't know their history, and their opinions are valid for some reason, and nobody else's opinion is valid, and they don't ever want to have a educated discussion on the matters. It's their way, and that's all there is to it, their way or the highway. And I started reading this article and realized here is a columnist for the Orlando Sentinel who shouldn't be in this position, first of all. She's very biased, and media has actually taken that whole turn, hasn't it? It's not quite unbiased. It's very biased most of the times. It's rare when you find a columnist who actually will speak the truth, or is, you know, even if you give an estimate, a guesstimate or an educated guess, at least you're giving that. I understand that. We can't all know the facts completely, but her bias was well known really, really fast. And she mentioned in there, don't email me on this subject matter. Her mind was closed, and she was right. Well, she's wrong. She has no idea what the Civil War was about. She has no understanding of, she claims it's all about blacks and slavery. She doesn't understand about Southern states wanting to secede from the Union because of taxation without representation. You see, I've said this many, many times before, and I'll say it again. It's always about the money. Always. So she's very, very in the dark on this issue here. She really should keep her mouth shut. But she won't, because she's a liberal, and liberals can't keep their mouth shut, and they can't do debates. So I'm driving along in the car, and I'm still talking about this, and my wife finally realizes. She said, your voice is getting a little loud, and you're driving faster than normal. Do you want me to drive for you? I said, no, that's fine. That's fine. I won't. I'll just calm down here a second. Which brings me back to John Stadmiller last week, where he had a very low tolerance for ignorance also, and he got heated in his discussions, and I felt the same way. I thought, I need a release. Maybe I need not to pick the paper up in the morning and read it, at least for a while. Maybe I need to lay off the coffee. I'm not sure. My paper arrived a little over two hours late today. Maybe the paper boy read my mind and said, well, I'm not going to give him all this bad news. He's just going to tick him off for the rest of the day. So, but it doesn't really work. I guess I need to take it with a grain of salt or a cup of salt, most of the stuff. There is so little good in our papers these days. But we're going to start off with the topic I wanted to talk about, the vaccine issue. I've had a lot of emails on this issue, and I've had a lot of correspondence with people from RBN, the listeners. And RBN had actually had an article about a week ago, I think it was, about a healthcare worker in Minnesota that lost his job because he did not comply with the mandatory vaccine of the flu. Well, I'm pretty hot on that, like I said. I definitely have skin in this game. And so I looked it up, read the article, and I decided to do a little homework. So I actually contacted the representative for the nurses' union in Minnesota. Wanted to get down to this to see exactly where the union stood on this issue. Are they standing up for the nurses and healthcare workers? Wanted to find out the status. So I didn't get through. I left a message. I did get a prompt return within an hour from a person from the nurses union in Minnesota. I will not give his identity out. That discussion lasted probably 10 minutes tops. And it did not go well. It did not go well because I identified very, very quickly that the union representative really didn't know his job. Now, you know, that's another thing I have a problem with. People in positions of authority or have a job who don't know their job. You know, I wouldn't think of working in a sewing machine center not knowing about sewing machines. You know, I just wouldn't do that. And I'm always kind of, I laugh at this whole situation where I go into stores or go to other places of business and find people who are in a position of authority or a certain responsibility to that job, and they don't know their job. Well, I found out quickly that this individual, I'm speaking of the nurses' union, he did not really represent, or he did not fight hard enough to stop this whole mandatory vaccines, or at least give the choice back to the healthcare worker if they wanted it or not. He told me we lost that battle. And I said, well, what evidence did you use when you confronted the hospital about this situation? He didn't go into detail on that. Evidently, he had no argument because he didn't know the evidence. Well, that's what we're going to discuss tonight. I actually went back last night and watched it for a second time, a video by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny called Flu and the Flu Vaccines, What's Coming Through That Needle. Came out about 2010, I believe. A lot of the information in this video, it's a two-hour video. I highly recommend you picking up this video and watching it in its entirety, sharing that information with other people. But the information is still really, really relevant, very relevant. There are some changes, some things I found in the video that she did not cover, which I will cover. Maybe her current DVDs probably have the new information. She did not have it in this one. I will discuss that a little later. So identifying the problem, we'll talk about some solutions also about how to opt out of this whole system, which is gaining momentum. It really is. So we'll talk about that. I've talked to Rob McDonald about it, our legal strategist here at RBN, a very sharp guy, and we're going to discuss some of those issues there. of how to opt out of this system. Last but least, we'll probably have to go to a situation of basically crossing our arms in civil disobedience and saying no. That's going to take a collective force, and we'll talk about that also. So, like I said, this is the beginning of the flu season. We're getting a lot of pressure now. Mainstream media is just basically the messengers for the pharmaceuticals and big government. And I did a lot of research last couple of days, and I'm finding out that the internet is getting scrubbed. It's getting scrubbed of really good information out there. And we understand that there's a lot of pressure from government to get rid of information and keep us kind of all dumbed down, and that we only get one source of information. That's the information that comes from them. Of course, we can't take that with much clout, can we? They've been caught red-handed many, many times lying to us. So like I said, I noticed that it is getting scrubbed, the internet. The movie Vaxxed, I'm not even sure you can get it now anymore. I did buy it, purchase it for my references, and I definitely suggest you watch this movie, Vaxxed. I actually played it for Eagle Forum out there in California and did a little lecture on that. And Robert Thompson, the whistleblower for the CDC, pretty much spelled out the case. And we saw the government and Big Pharma destroying records very, very quickly, because they're the ones are the deciders. And so there's a big campaign out there, to squash the information. And when there is something that can be thrown in the direction of saying it was a flu fatality and the person did not have the flu vaccine, well, they're gonna play that up big time. So let's get to, first of all, I want to do one last thing here before we get into this conversation, is that I talked to Mike, my producer at the time at RBN, about doing a mission statement. So I want to read my mission statement to you, the listeners of RBN. Over the years, we have been forced onto a path of narrow, closed-minded thinking. Washington, mainstream media, and powerful corporations have encouraged us to believe the official narrative when they speak. We are never to ask questions or point out the irregularities in their official report. Off the Beaten Path is about stepping off that narrow focus, path of focus, questioning the official narrative, reestablishing our critical thinking skills, and being able to discern the truth from disinformation, deception, and outright lies. We must analyze the evidence for validity and to assure it supports the truth. If it does not, then we are correct to label the statement as a fallacy. The days of Edward R. Murrow investigative journalism are long gone and are unlikely to return. It is up to us as individuals to search for the truth among all the fake news we are surrounded by. Once we learn the truth, it is essential that we share that knowledge with others. A lack of knowledge equates to a loss of freedom. An educated man cannot be taken advantage of. Off the Beaten Path, Sundays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. That is my mission statement to you. And like I said, my email is silenceisimpliedconsent@gmail.com, because I actually do believe that is the truth. If we remain quiet on issues, and not just this issue, it is giving an implied consent that you're okay with it. And this one here has devastating consequences. And let's go ahead and talk about this video here. It's a two-hour video. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, flu and the flu vaccines, what's coming through that needle? Well, a couple of things I did learn that were totally, I did not expect, that a lot of things were not being discussed when it came down to flu vaccines, was from the very beginning of pulling up the drawing out of the vial itself completely, and that we are seeing latex allergies. Evidently, the stopper itself is latex, and there are synthetic ones, but there's a slow push from the pharmaceutical industry to replace those stoppers. So what you're doing is you're basically rubbing up against a dry latex, and you're injecting a little bit of latex inside with that vaccine. So there are some allergies, anaphylaxis issues with that latex that are later on being pushed off to some other area of disease process, mainly saying the flu caused a death when it evidently was an anaphylactic response to that latex. So we have this vaccine that comes out basically after the season is over, 9 months in the making. They've already started working on the new vaccine. There's usually about 2 to 3 strains in this vaccine, and we're always looking to Australia and Southeast Asia as our first example of where we are going to go with this vaccine and what strains are we going to use. For some reason, we figure over there is going to be good enough for us over here. Well, that's not the case. And I am here to tell you, first of all, are there any other vaccines you take every year on the year? No. So here's the issue we need to discuss is what is immunity? In the very beginning, what is immunity? And this is what they, pharmaceutical and the government, the CDC, does not want to discuss. Well, you're not taking any other vaccines every year, and you shouldn't be taking this one. And I'm solid on that, per se. I am solid on that. Well, you shouldn't be taking this vaccine. And let me tell you why. Because you have an immune system for a reason. You really do. Immune systems have to be challenged to strengthen. If you don't use it, you lose it, just like muscles. You're inactive, you don't move around much, your muscles get weaker. They become very, very weak, and your walking becomes labored. So my thing on this is, right off the bat, is it goes against the whole premise. These yearly vaccines, the flu vaccine, goes against the basic premise of what a vaccine is to do in the first place, which is to grant you some sort of immunity, which means you get a certain number of years, or maybe you get a lifetime of immunity from the vaccine. Now, just about a week ago, let me find my numbers here, in that the Today Show had their talking heads on talking about the vaccine. They had their little push, make sure you get your vaccines, the flu season's coming. Actually, I have another article in front of me here right now. It says, experts, flu season poised to be the worst yet. We hear this every year. Every year we hear the same talk. And the same ones who are fixing these numbers of the casualties from the flu are the same ones who are doctoring up those numbers, those phony numbers you're talking about, on the unemployment numbers being 4.1%. Well, they love to play those numbers, don't they? By the way, the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. Let me open my window up here. And so playing the numbers. So they had their talking head here, Dr. Tara Narula. She was on the Today Show about a week ago. And it's interesting that they actually had a graph. They actually had a template, whatever, on the screen showing you the percentages of effectiveness from the year 2007 to 2008 and all the way down to 2016 to 17. And it's quite interesting. I don't know about you, but only one year did they crack 60%. So let me read a couple of these numbers off to you here and then make my point. Got a short break. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Off the Beaten Path. We're talking about vaccines. We're talking about the flu vaccine mainly. And get back to that conversation I had before we talk about the Today Show, the statistics. But the representative from the Minnesota Nurses Union, the conversation lasted maybe 10 minutes. It got a little heated on his side, as I knew I had found somebody who didn't know his job and didn't know the true information, the important information on this issue itself. Who knows what his background was, a degree was, but he certainly didn't know anything about medicine. And I seem to bump into those people all the time who don't know their jobs very well. So I have to ask for a second or third person, and usually you'll find somebody in the second or third time. But he basically said, I don't think you understand our position. And I said, I'm trying to understand your position. What actually is your position on this issue of mandatory vaccines? Are you representing the nurses that they have a choice, or do they have to comply with the hospital's demand of having the mandatory vaccine? He kept saying over, I don't think you understand our position. I said, I'm trying to. Please tell me your position. He said, we get involved when there's an adverse reaction. And the light bulb went off in my head, understanding that he did not know the definition of an adverse reaction. So I said, so you will not get involved until there's an adverse reaction. Do you understand that an adverse reaction could result in death? So getting involved after a death is pointless. He said, thank you very much. You have a nice day. I hope you have a good show. He left it at that. Again, finding somebody in a position of authority or representation who does not know their job and is not informed on the issues that he's supposed to be serving. So I feel sorry for those nurses out there in Minnesota. They have no representation. They're going to have to look elsewhere, I think, among themselves and for legal help to stop this. And like I said, basically at the last part, you possibly think last thing you could possibly do on this issue is basically have an agreement that everybody is on the same page on this issue. And you cross your arms and you said, no, I'm not one of those kind of guys that says I want to walk out of my job. I don't like holding anybody at bay, and the hospitals is that situation where you have patients and you just can't walk off the job. So I guess in this scenario, I might say the nurses give their 2 weeks notice, and that usually shakes people up because they're not going to have the people that can take care of patients. I hate that scenario. I hate going down that road, but my health and their health is very, very important. And we haven't even talked about the adjuvants and the stabilizers and these vaccines and the accumulation effect and the true raw data, which is being suppressed by the government and big pharma. So I hate to go down that road, but that's probably if I could not get the exemption. And I actually have a medical exemption myself personally because I have positive for Epstein-Barr virus, which causes mononucleosis and chronic fatigue syndrome. So at this point, I still have skin in this game because I have a daughter and I have grandchildren and I have parents. So I still have very much skin in this game that I want to stop this mandatory and let the people decide for themselves if they want the vaccine or not. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. This is Off the Beaten Path. Like I said, the internet is being scrubbed of all the information that you really need to know. They're working very hard to get rid of that information. I would say to avoid any CDC.gov websites, because you're not going to get truth there. I did find Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's website to be very, very informative. Another one called Vaxxter. That's Vaxxter, and then VaccineTruth.com. That's hosted by Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. Some videos there, some YouTube stuff. Just avoid the CDC.gov websites. They are nothing more than propaganda sites, and working for Big Pharma and Commerce. We go to the phones. Mike in Kentucky, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't know. It's been the last month or so. I read a some sort of study that said that the flu shot has diminishing the responsiveness of especially elderly people's immune system, and that and another separate story said that they were giving them two shots, a double dose of flu shot, in order to try to increase the effectiveness, which can, both of which seem you know, pretty counterintuitive. If you would say, if you know, I don't know if you'd mentioned that at all, but
No, I'm glad you mentioned that, because my mother has a friend who's 70 years old, and she got a flu shot, and she actually got the flu after having the flu shot. So I did a little research on this. Of course, you have the inactive, which is a dead virus, and then you have the live attenuated, which is a weakened form of the virus itself that's put in the vaccines. Now, if you ask these doctors, now I'll tell you flat out, I know this for a fact, the hospital I worked at, I asked a physician about which virus was it and all the information, and he had no clue. He had no clue. So you don't know. You know, another thing I noticed on the Sherry Tenpenny video was she did not cover, and I was going to discuss a little later, but since you brought it up, is that we have an ever-changing, evolving immune system. As you grow up as a child, in infancy, your immune system is weak. It gets stronger, a little bit of help from your mother through the breast milk. Your immune system gets stronger and stronger. And a big thing of what Robert Thompson was talking about in the movie Vaxxed was basically the immature immune system that's being bombarded with all those this endotoxin. Talk about the MMR vaccines, the measles, mumps, and rubella. So our immune systems actually go... they go more like in a bell curve. You get to a certain point, and you like right now, I can tell you in my 50s, my immune system is not quite like it was when I was in my 20s. I'd heal up much faster. And in my teenage years, even faster. So I think there's probably a break-off point somewhere in the 50s, 55 to 60, and then your immune system starts to be a little more sluggish. It's harder to get going, and you heal up a lot slower. So
well,
that
I'd
was
say that... To throw some wrenches in the works to that theory is all the stupid antibiotics through the 1970s that became so overused. You go to take your youngsters to the doctor, and they have to send you home with something, so you get a prescription for antibiotics for a stupid cold or for, you know, sinus congestion and things like that. And what that does, and along with the crazy amounts of fluoride in the cereals and the raisins, is it throws off your friendly, you know, trillions and trillions of cells that outnumber our human cells that are in the gut that produce immunity and things like serotonin, you know, the brain feel-good hormones, you know, and things like that. And so you're, and I have to wonder about the epigenomics. They keep wanting to blame stuff on our DNA, like, oh, yeah, that's why all these trailer park trash have to have so much medications, they have inferior DNA. Well, no, it's because they're eating the cheapest food they can get at the stores, which is insulting and causing gene expression maladies. NASA even knows of this. They did a twin study with Gabby Gifford's husband, which I had no idea had a twin until I read this. They now cannot figure out how they're going to go to Mars because of the epigenomics gene expression that goes on when they're on in orbit, and it messes with their health to the point where they have a diabetic-like condition after being on orbit for a year. I guess they did a detailed, and this is last 15 years. This is like a blip on the radar screen in the scientific community. In the last 15 years, they've started to go, uh-oh, you know, oops, all this DNA we were calling junk DNA actually does things to correct DNA miscoding and replication and stuff like that. It's like error correction, if you know computers. And so they're finally going, whoops. It was good science at the time, just like that Hillerman video. Have you seen it?
J.R.
Hillerman, the vaccine.
No,
you need to You need to really watch that about three or four times. It's an audio recording in a production studio where this medical historian, the Canadian medical historian that interviewed Hillerman, who was a Merck vaccine scientist, I guess. It starts out talking about him like he had hoped to be a JCPenney salesman and then ended up working for Merck and developing vaccines. And he was getting really frustrated because all these monkeys were coming in from Africa that were contaminated with wild viruses because they were holding them in mass holding cells. Well, the Army learned that from World War One. The flu epidemic in 1918, the pandemic, was caused by putting people together on troop ships and massively, you know, concentrating them, you know, into a small confinement in the barracks. They changed the regulation on how many people can be in a barracks in basic training because of that. They know it compromises the immune system. And so these monkeys were coming in and being in a mass holding cells at the airports, and they were trading off all these viruses. So when they tried to incubate viruses in things like the monkey kidney tissue, like they did with the polio vaccine, these viruses that were not being detected and were so small, they were getting through the ceramic filters, which that's another neat search you can do on ceramic filters. They're constantly improving them. Every year they're selling a new ceramic filter to try to get these viruses out of the vaccines. And they were not being inactivated by formaldehyde. That all comes out in a secret recording that was not part of this documentary that was produced by WGBH Boston called The Health Century. And you'll see that made fun of online. They call it a zombie meme returns, but I've yet to see anybody do a legitimate debunk of that video. He basically says, I didn't know we were bringing in the AIDS virus at that time, and he admits that, oh, well, this is what you did. It was good technology at the time. I mean, the yellow fever vaccine has the leukemia virus in it. I mean, he just casually mentions all these screwed-up flaws in the way that they were making these vaccines. They had no idea initially that a lot of these vaccines were undetectable, extremely small, were not being filtered, and were not being activated by the formaldehyde. So they put so many the cancer epidemic in a large part is due to all the vaccines, and the vaccine industry was extremely protected by the government. So, I mean, it's no telling. Well, he even jokes about it. He said the joke going around the laboratories at the time, because they were doing massive vaccine trials in Russia, which I find also interesting. During the height of the Cold War, the Russians were allowing U.S. biomedical labs to do experiments on their people. And the joke was we would win the Olympics. I guess that'd be the 1960 Olympics, because the Russians would all come down with tumors. You really need to watch that video about three or four times.
I'll look it up. Hillerman?
Yeah.
Hillerman.
All right.
Okay.
J.R. Hillerman, I think, is his name. It's The Health Century was the documentary, and it's what it is, whoever produced it tried to illustrate the video using, you know, still pictures, and there's the scroll that goes across the bottom of the screen goes too fast, so you have to kind of go back, at least I have to go back and read that, you know, pause it and reread it. But that's what you have to get in your head, is that these people that are laughing in the background, they're actually in a video production studio, and they're watching the videotape, which got censored from the documentary. And this medical historian that pops up on the screen looks an awful lot like Chevy Chase, so a lot of people that see it joke, why is Chevy Chase on the screen? It's that medical historian that's interviewing this scientist, this vaccine scientist. So it's easily made fun of, and when you see ridicule like that, I automatically go, there's got to be something to this. There's trolls ridiculing it. And there is. It is very explosive. I have to wonder if that's not why, Zappa. Frank Zappa had a stage play in the early 1980s off Broadway that talked about the green monkey connection to AIDS, and he got an overnight case of prostate cancer and died. People don't realize the vaccine industry spends four times more money lobbying our D.C. government than the military-industrial complex.
Yeah,
why is that? Why is that? They are propping up their flawed products and forcing it on everybody.
That's commerce, commerce. I'm glad you mentioned that about the antibiotics, because I looked up in my in this video here. I took a lot of notes. I felt like a college kid again. But I found out antibiotics that are actually included in the vials of the flu vaccine include neomycin and gentamicin and several others they would not name. But if you wonder why we have resistance to bug resistance, well, you know, you're getting them in your vaccines also. Yeah. So,
it's coming at us from everything. The food, I mean, it's in the food, and then things like there's 10 times more fluoride in the cornflakes and the Wheaties. I'm calling Wheaties the breakfast of chump peons because it's got 10 times more fluoride than the tap water. The raisins has a huge amount of fluoride because the pesticides are got fluoride in them, and then they evaporate the water out, and that concentrates the fluoride and, among other things, in the raisins. So, you know, people worried about tap water are missing the point on a lot of the food that is made with tap water and sprayed with pesticides. And that affects your gut bugs and affects your immune system. Vitamin D is more effective than the flu shot from what I've heard. There's a Dr. Becker that covers a lot of this on his Your Health show. I'll let you go.
Hey, thanks, I appreciate it, Mike. Call. Yes,
sure.
Vitamin D3 is the vitamin you'd be talking about, and also natural synthesized vitamin D from the sunshine. But we'll talk about that towards the very end of the show. I want to squeeze in everything. I want to give you a PSA, which I call it, instead of public service announcement, it'd be public Steve announcement, on things you can do to actually limit your chances of actually getting the flu. But which is interesting is that they do PSAs when it's profitable in commerce to sell you something, but other than that, to keep you healthy, they don't talk about those things. I saw just before Thanksgiving, they were talking about if you're cooking in the kitchen for Thanksgiving, make sure you don't have long sleeves because you could catch fire near the stove. And I thought, well, yeah, I guess that's possible. But I tell you, I've seen a lot more people trying to deep fry a 20-pound frozen turkey in a big vat of oil explode on them and have them in the ER with bad burns before I've seen somebody burn their clothing up a little bit from having too long a sleeves. So the PSAs aren't out there, and they should be out there. And a government that supposedly cares about our well-being and our health, why wouldn't they have public service announcements during the flu season to say, hey, do these things. The flu season's coming up. You'll have a healthier outcome. Why wouldn't they do those things? Well, of course they're not going to do those things. That interrupts commerce. It's a lot of money. They like that Big Pharma likes that aisle in the Walmart to be solid full of people standing in line and getting their little patch fixes to feel a little bit better when they get sick. That aisle has to be full. This is about commerce. Government should be putting out PSAs, and I will talk about things we can do towards the end of the show of how we can remain healthier if we follow just some simple practices. It's kind of like putting that seatbelt on before you go on your car, drive out on the driveway, on the road in your car. You put the seatbelt on, and you get in that habit to it's not a big deal anymore. If you practice these safety tips, these health tips, not only just before the flu season, practice them all the time. It's a good habit. And you'll actually be a healthier individual. So we go back to the video. And like I said, the Today Show had their talking head on trying to encourage us to, using a little fear propaganda on us to say, get out there and get that flu vaccine because it's coming. It's going to be a bad one. Going to be a lot of dead people. You better get that vaccine. Well, they say this every year, which is interesting because the CDC has pulled out this number. I don't know where they pull it out of. I can give you a hint. But they pull out the same number about every year. And they finally backed off of that because somebody called them out and said, hey, wait a minute, you didn't change the number last year to then last year to the last year. So it's 36,000 people die a year from the flu. And that number is not true. I'll show you some data a little later here of what the actual numbers have been. Like I said, a lot of these deaths have been attributed to the flu when it was indeed a latex allergy from the rubber stopper. Some of those have been thrown into that category of being the flu. So I'm watching Dr. Tara Narula on the Today Show. I can't stand the Today Show. My wife likes it. I just tuned it in because they were talking about vaccines and flu, and I thought, well, let's see what they're talking about. Let's see how accurate they are, and they're not. So she starts, they actually show a list year to year of the effectiveness of the vaccine itself. And 2007 to 2008, it was 38%, and 08 to 09 was 41%. 09 to 2010, 60%. After this commercial break, we'll finish up those numbers you're on. Listen to Off the Beaten Path.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
When you find out
We're back. This is Off the Beaten Path. We're talking about vaccines, the flu vaccine. And I was going over some scores here of ineffectiveness that was discussed by Dr. Tara Narula on today's show. And we got to 2010 and 2011. You had the highest score you've ever seen for this flu vaccine at 60% effectiveness. And then you drop down to 47% between the years of 2011, 2012. And 12 to 13, you had 49%. In the year 2013 to 14, 52%. Now, here's the really kicker one. In 2014 to 15, this is the record here, 19% effectiveness. It's the lowest percentage ever recorded for this vaccine. The following year after that went back up to 48%. 16 and 17 the year, it was 42%. Expect another failing grade on this vaccine this year. So, like I said, the PSA, did you ever hear a government PSA of how to stay healthy during the flu season? No, you're not going to. It's commerce. This is big money. Vaccines is big money. The flu vaccine is big money. You know, I kind of wonder sometimes when I was in the military, I believe that the military recruits are the guinea pigs for a lot of this stuff. I received so many vaccines when I was in the military. I kind of worry now. I really do wonder in the future of what my health might be. Am I going to get Alzheimer's? Am I going to get Parkinson's disease? Is something going to happen? We are seeing increased instances of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's type autoimmune disorders. So I don't know. You know, like I said, a lot of this stuff just bypasses the CDC very, very quickly. It goes from big pharma right over to the military, and they practice and use it and see how it goes. Not understand the consequences, and they are trial guinea pigs. So going back to the numbers here again, like this at the PSA, numbers. Here's some actual numbers for you to throw at you. You talk about actual numbers of deaths. This is a 2010 actual number in 2010, the deaths from the flu related. 2,385 deaths related to the flu in 2010 per Sherry Tenpenny's video. That was between the ages of 19 and 64. Now, here's some true numbers here. 37,000 people die in car accidents every year. It's pretty much average, anywhere from 34 to 37,000. 31,000 people die from a fall. 40,000 people die from poisoning. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and